It's just like, just funny because I was just thinking at the end of last episode, I was coming down off the high. And then now coming into a next week's episode, and Los is still high. Still high on mushrooms. Apparently,
hilarious.
That shit did not go away.
Yeah. Well, last episode, we all got into an argument. Well, it was really just me being an asshole. And I apologize to you guys.
Thank you.
For being an asshole. But
appreciate it.
I still kind of stand what I said, but.
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah, we're.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You clapped, right?
I did.
I didn't know that.
I did. Welcome back to.
My bad.
Good, bro. Yeah. Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I am your host, Jared Brady. I got JD's Gems in the house. I got lovely Los, and we got a special guest in the building.
Hey.
We got Rome.
What up, guys? What up,
Rome in the house? Watching.
What up, guys?
Yeah. Rome is a near and dear friend of mine. We've known each other for about a couple of years now. Yeah. And he's a funny guy.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Funny guy.
I just
you are funny, right?
Yeah, I think so. Real quick.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad.
Real quick. No. Two things. So I brought a bag, right?
And
inside this bag, I was like looking for my brush to brush my hair so I could look cute as you light-skinned brothers on here. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
No, hey, Rome. All you need on this podcast is a good hairline.
That's okay. That's true. Solid hairline.
That's all you need.
Okay, so well, look, we made it. But I was digging in my bag, right? And I was like, when is the last time I used this bag? Because it was a box.
Oh, shit.
So I just want to promote safe sex, you know what I'm saying, first and foremost, yes. While we on here.
But you're pulling the wrong brand out.
Why? You don't like Trojan?
Isn't this a Skin household?
We are sponsored by Skin.
All right, well, block it out.
I mean, No. I'm for the Trojans, too. I'm for the Trojans,
overall,
too.
Overall, it's about safe sex.
Yeah, overall, it's about safe sex. But
all serious note, I do like to give my flowers to my brothers out here doing stuff. So I met Los once on your shoot. Me and JD just met today. Me and you have known each other for a while. I love what you guys are doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? The conversation that you guys are having. Los, I love his authenticity. JD, I love what you're doing with Who Can Relate. And, you know, the stuff you're doing with everybody. Jared, proud to call you a friend and a father. Now, you know, I love your vulnerability. I just love what you guys are doing. But I come bearing gifts.
Hey, other guests, take notes.
Come on, man. So, Rome, you're so romantic.
You know, I try to do what I can. Hey. So, ladies, take notes.
And other guests.
And hey, when y'all come on here, get it right.
Bring us some
stuff. I brought you guys a pair of my sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
From my line, so you can pass that on down.
Let me put one on right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? From my brand, Shady Side Up.
Shout out to Shady Side Up. Yeah. What's the Instagram?
It's at the Shady Side Up for the shades. You guys have the, those are the frames. Those are called Can I Have a Water?
Hey, these are the polarized joints, right?
Yeah.
Can we just give a shout out to the smooth packaging, bro.
The packaging. I like the sleeve on the
nice little sleeve on the frame. On
That's nice.
Try it on. See. Yeah, there you go.
Hold on now.
Saucy with it.
Saucy.
Yeah. I can already tell. It feels right.
It feels good.
I'm not taking these off the whole episode.
Yeah. I actually thought you were going to give the condoms a Los.
Oh, yeah. No. I, you know what? And then I just realized the pair that I had, I left in the car. So now I'm not even wearing it.
It's all good. No, we're going to support
you. Represent.
I like the blue tint.
Nice little.
It's that polarized shit.
Little blue tint on there.
Yeah. See, I ain't never had shit. You can tell I ain't never had nothing. So
I ain't never had nothing.
You show me a little something, I'm impressed, man. Hey, look at the blue.
There you go, guys.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much, man. Yeah,
appreciate
really
you. Thank you.
You know, I like your guys' photo shoots. The way you guys market these are really dope. You guys need to check them out. It's Shady Side.
Yeah, Shady Side Up. The Shady Side Up.
Yes, sir.
And ShadySideUp.com and grab your pair. Yep.
Well, polarize. You want to toast?
Polarize.
Grab your glass.
Yes, sir.
We're about to toast. Note. Rome, it's a pleasure and honor. Appreciate you coming on, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Fellas, let's get another one in.
Boom, boom.
Cheers. Make it right.
Cheers. Imaginary cheers.
I reach.
You won't do it, bro.
There you go.
You're like pulling back.
It's going to work.
So, today, I kind of want to talk about something interesting. I've seen this debated. It sounded like I said the baby, but I've seen this debated baby.
Yep.
By a lot of folks.
Yep.
And actually, Los and I were talking a couple days ago, and there has been a lot of comments. Every time there's a woman on, Los is a little flirtatious.
Okay.
With the woman.
Yeah. I'm a flirt.
Hey.
Oh, wait, wait. No.
Oh, shit. No. You were talking about another song. I got it.
Ryu. Earmuffs, Ryu. Earmuffs. Baby girl.
Yeah. That was another song he was talking about.
Bro.
But that. Yeah.
Just real quick.
Why did you have to be such a fucking piece of shit, R. Kelly? Why couldn't you just be a normal human?
Just a normal human.
I understand traumas and all that, but damn, bro.
There's no explanation for all that.
Nah.
So we were talking, and it kind of sparked up a discussion between us. Yeah. And I'm going to phrase the question out to you guys. I'm going to get your first responses.
Okay.
Can we, as men, be friends with an attractive other sex, a.k.a. woman?
That's important context. The attractive word that you used, that's very important.
Okay.
Yes.
Because we could all be friends with some threes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, for sure.
I was going to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
And wifey's probably not going to have a problem with that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
With the nines and tens.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where the discussion goes because it can, is it possible?
Yes.
I think so.
Short answer, yes.
Yes.
Lois, what do you think?
Say it with your chest.
Man. Can you be friends with them?
Just friends.
Just friends.
And let's keep it yes or no.
No.
I'm going to say no as well.
I got yes.
Two yeses, two no's. That's beautiful. I like that. Perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Why do you think... Actually, really go with the guess. Yeah, why do you think that you are you can't?
Because as humans... You can be attracted to somebody and not have sex with them.
Yeah.
Right,
when it comes to attraction, there's the wise way to go about it and then the foolish way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you are confident in yourself and confident in the man that you are, I feel like it's easy to, you know, see a good looking woman and become friends with them. And I think what it goes down to is a lot of times men, we think of women in the short term instead of the long term.
Mm.
And I think that's the thing. Cause if we're supposed to be vibrating together, vibrations is, you know, you're a musician, you got certain vibes. It's like a staccato note. Like it's, if you think in the short term, it's separated, but then you got legato, which is long term. We're thinking about like, all right, how can maybe we help each other in business? How can we, you know, manifest something that isn't here? You know what I'm saying? We have to start thinking more in the long term.
Right, right.
Even though it's tough because sex is powerful. You know, it's a powerful thing. But we have to understand that that's just a part of the game. That's just a part of human nature to be attracted to somebody. And I don't think nothing's wrong with that per se.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm gathering is that it comes down to self-control.
Essentially, it comes down to self-control.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of factors that go into that self-control. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know, when I was hearing you talk about, like, you know, business, you know, situations and furthering, seeing the long term, I can see myself being business partners with an attractive female.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I agree with you there.
But I don't think I can see myself being solely friends with somebody that is attractive. That is single, of course.
Okay.
I agree with you, except my caveat is this. If I slept with them, at that point, I could be friends with them.
Oh,
you could be.
I could be friends with
you
after.
I thought you were on the
opposite. No. If I get that out of the way,
and
we both realize, like, nah, this ain't really it on that side. But, like, as friends, it works great. Like, that can work.
There's always that wonder.
But the problem for me is, if I'm attracted to you, that underlying curiosity is always going to be there, and it's going to poke its head.
Men, it's funny. As guys, we fight for the hope of getting pussy.
Yeah.
It's just the hope. If you really think about it.
It's the thought of it.
It's the thought.
Just the idea.
It's the idea.
Somebody might give me a little bit of pussy. Right. Don't give me some.
When you think about it, that, sounds stupid as fuck. Hope, like that's
Obama won the whole presidency on hope, nigga. Look, if it can win you a presidency,
two terms,
keep it alive.
But do you think that comes from? I ask you guys this: do you think that comes from just layers of, you know, brothers, cousins, friends growing up saying, you know, hey man, you can't breathe. Hey, you know, go get that, go do that. Like, you know, and I think there's layers of that.
Quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Trains from early age.
Early age.
My question is, are we talking about if you're in a relationship or if you're single?
Oh, okay. That's two different things.
Let's take the relationship off. Let's say either.
Okay.
Let's say either. Let's say, can you be, and when I guess we have to define friends, right?
Yeah.
You know, because I think
just say non-sexual, like you're not having sex, like that's it.
But then there's different levels of friendship, right? Because when I hear, can you be friends with the opposite sex? I'm thinking of like the way me and Los are friends, the way I talk to them every day. Yeah. We see each other once a week. You know, I talk to you every day. Yeah. I see you probably twice a week. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if I can. Well, I mean, I'm just throwing numbers. JD always search for the drama.
I'm learning, Doss. I'm about the content.
But I can't see myself, and it's just strictly myself. You know, I don't know if the other side of the woman.
I understand what you're saying.
I can't see myself talking to someone that I get along with, because when I think of relationships, it starts from friendship. It starts from, like, we get into relationships because we have that friendship,
that connection.
So, you know, attraction is built off of who you've been around. Obviously, you have things that, you know, you see an attractive woman, she's attractive. Yeah. But you can become attracted to somebody from just spending a lot of time with her, a lot of time with them, at least for me. And
personality can be just as attractive as
and so if I'm with somebody, especially a woman that I find, you know, good looking, and we get each other on a friendship level, there's going to be temptation that gets built and tension that gets built there. And it could be my fault. You know, I'm a very flirtatious person. I'm a very, like, you know, I get off on that type of energy, right? Yeah. And so I could cultivate that type of energy on accident. And so I know for me personally, I don't think I can do it, you know? I can be friends with someone as an acquaintance, you know? I see you you're out and we're good. How you doing?
So, hang out now and then, maybe like once every couple months, y'all catch up, go have a drink or something like that.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
So you mean you can't, like, on a regular basis hang with this person?
Yeah.
Do you think there in there lies, because so this is perfectly ties into the book The Way of Superior Man by David Deida, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, D-E-I-D-A. No matter, it's a chapter in there that basically states, let me make sure I, you know, say it correctly, but it basically states your attraction to the feminine is inevitable. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So
I can't argue with that.
So it's inevitable, but
science.
But so I'll read an excerpt for just so kind of we can see. So
please,
he says, so about 80% of all men have a more masculine sexual essence. So, and when I say masculine can also be in a woman. Mm-hmm. It's not gender. It's just whatever it is. So he said, it's not just a visually gorgeous woman who attracts you. If a woman is free, if she's radiant in her feminine energy, then you are probably attracted. Sometimes more attracted, sometimes less attracted, but always attracted. At least enough to, you know, look at her still a glance.
Yep.
And he said, this attraction is not only natural, but it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's a sign of polarity, the same kind of natural flow of polarization that, like, electricity flows between positive and negative poles of a battery. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. And so that's it's interesting that. That whole chapter is fire, but it's interesting to feel that you can't, when you should be able to feel that you can. Like but I think that comes from society, like you can't look at her, you know, you don't look at her like, you know, you just look at every woman, you're flirting, it's like I am.
If your eyes cast you to sin or cause you to sin,
you know what I'm saying?
Cast them out.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but I have masculine energy. That's just what I like. But that goes to also a relationship too. That's when it gets a little tricky. I guess, are you single, Los?
I am.
So this is the single side over here. So single our side. View could be or could not be different from you guys. I guess. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, and that's why because women's intuition and women know a lot more than we do. If there is a friend that my wife is like, you know what? I don't know. There's just something about her. I could kind of tell. You know, I'm gonna inquire a little bit more. I'm gonna try to be more mindful. And then we will assess.
Yeah.
You know, we'll come up with a mutual agreement. Mm-hmm. But I do think it is possible to have friends of the opposite sex. I don't think it's possible if you're on a regular day-to-day basis. Like you're saying, like the way we hang out.
That's what I mean,
The way we talk, like I don't think that's possible. And here's the thing, even if it was possible for me, I don't think it's possible for her. Mm-hmm. I think someone's going to catch feelings eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eventually, yeah.
And there's going to be too many innuendos thrown out there. There's going to be too many, well, did he mean... You know, there's too many homegirls in the girl's ear, right? There's too many homeboys.
And the types of activities you do are like, if I'm hanging out with you every day, we're probably going to go get drinks or something like that at one point. Yeah. If I smoke, so you'll probably smoke too. At one point or another, like there's too many catalysts. There's too many opportunities.
Yeah. What I found difficult when it comes to like making friends, actual friends with some women is that off top, they would assume that I'm trying to fuck, and that bothers me. Mm-hmm. It bothers me a lot because I've worked on myself so much. Mm-hmm. So it would bother me. I remember one specific time, this girl, I got her number, and then maybe I hit her up like a day or two later, you know. And I'm not a small talk fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, look, hey, if you're free this day, I would like to go here, here, and here. Because with women, you got to make decisions because they don't. You just got to make decisions.
That's it.
They like, I can't leave it. I can't say, hey, what do you want to do?
Yeah,
mm-mm. I'll never get an answer.
You never get an answer. Never eat,
or never eat. So, whatever.
Never watch the show.
I want to do this, this, and this.
I'm triggered.
Cool. He's like, I can't try to figure it out. And so, she hits me back and she goes, all that is fine, but just don't think you fucking.
Whoa,
oh man.
So, it hit me to my core, and I just had to let her know, like, listen.
What do you feel about that? If she said that to you, would you be out?
That's
is that different than the
I would
fuck
be
buddy?
Out.
I'm out.
I would be
question?
Out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
And here's what I had to let her know before I dipped out. I said, look.
Wow. Yeah.
I said, I want you to. This one, you know.
How fine
you,
is she?
No. Regardless. Because now you're trying me like a simp.
So
I ain't
what
no
did
simp.
You say? What did you say to her?
I said, let me help you understand something.
Break it down.
I've been getting pussy.
I've been fucking.
Like, that's what I'm saying. To be honest, don't think you that special yet.
Yeah, you got to say.
Not even on no rude tip, but it's like, you tried me.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah, so understand that I have something called self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I get up at 5 a.m. I work out. I got a business. I'm running shit.
Right.
You are not going to interrupt that just because you think that I want something.
Yeah.
I'm good on
it. I enjoy your company.
That's what I'm saying.
Or, like, don't think you're going to, that's what's going to happen because of who you've been dealing with.
That's exactly.
Because I'm not.
I'm not that guy. There's levels to it. Because
not the one.
Because my thing is, I tell a girl, I'm not pressed for pussy. Like, I'm not pressed for it.
Yeah. Right.
Is it fun? It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
But I had to understand that women and their emotions are like an ocean, and men, we build the canals in between them to connect the two. I just had to let her know, like, listen, I'm a ship out here sailing on the water, baby.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Right. I'm going to be all right.
I actually wasn't expecting anything.
Literally. And that's where it gets hard when it comes to making friends, because it's that expectation.
Yes.
And I can't blame women because I get it. It's been dudes out here been doing it for years.
Right.
I've been that dude. So, like.
And you're a gentleman.
He's called the nice guy.
That's real.
No, he said not me, but he's saying that guy.
The guy's out there.
Okay.
That guy is called him. Yeah. So it's just like that. So when it comes down to having women as friends, it's like for guys, we're like, damn, does she have that expected? Does she think I'm just?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's too. It's funny because when back in my crazy days, if a girl said that to me, I would have been like, oh, you want to fuck.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
Low key, you're
getting into some dirty talk now.
Nah, low
key,
like 10 years ago, about the same thing. It's like, oh, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I've learned that women can say something.
Yeah.
but not mean what they're talking about. She might say, I don't want to go to the movies. Yeah, but if you tell her the movie and say the time.
Bro, if I ask you if you want fries and I order fries, you ain't eat my fries. You already said no.
Yes.
You ain't touching my fries. Chad do that all the time.
You ain't touching my fries. No. I asked you. You had an opportunity.
But they love to share.
But here's here's the thing.
That's what I do.
I just started that.
Yeah, you go whenever, like,
I just started that.
You gotta know.
I don't ask, do you want anything outside of stuff? I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna bring you a water. I don't care. I'm bringing you something because I don't want to hear it.
I match what I get. If I get a water, guess what?
Get
you a water too.
Oh, I wasn't thirsty. No, you'll be thirsty.
I learned this is recent.
No, that's smart.
This is recent. I learned this.
It's not
common sense. So recently I went to go, you know, I was coming home from work. And Shan was like, you should pick up food. I didn't make anything.
Oh, my bad. It sounded like it was the 1930s. I was coming home from.
Well, I was on
the working man.
I was on set.
Jared doesn't work very often.
Go ahead.
I was on set.
Yeah.
And so I was coming home from set. And she was like, we didn't make anything. You know, you should pick something up. Yeah. I was like, do you want anything? She said, no. I hung up the phone. I ordered her own meal as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I knew. Yeah. So when I got home, guess what happened?
I'm hungry.
Here you go. I got some stuff for you. So.
Oh, yeah. They get real hungry when it's there. real hungry
that
when
smell
it's there.
Comes in. Yep.
But you know, it's interesting. You know, like I find that she probably said that to kind of protect her character. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, feel like there's a level of like, I just want to make sure.
Yep.
I want to just go on and enjoy your company. And I don't want you to think that.
But she didn't deliver it like
she
that.
She didn't deliver it well.
Her message is one thing. Her delivery was another. Well. She said, remind me what she said again.
She said, don't think you're fucking. That's cool and everything, but don't think you fucking.
Exactly. Yeah. See, when you deliver it like that,
it's probably,
you don't mean what you said. I appreciate you giving her the benefit of doubt.
No, probably did.
No, I think she did. But I think
it was a challenge.
It could have been. It could have been, but
that's what I think it was. Been.
She probably wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But like, you don't. Different people have different communication styles.
Yeah.
Right? And how my trainer may talk to me when we're working out, he can't talk to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I might get a good workout in because he's saying, "Come on, da 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 da," yelling. Somebody else, he might be like, "Okay, well, listen, this is how you gonna do this," and da da da. Yeah. She didn't understand that. That's not how you gonna communicate with me. That's not how you gonna get an answer out of me.
Maybe she's just tired.
Maybe she's that was an indictment.
Maybe that was an indictment on us. Maybe those men, that pool that she's dealing with.
What was her? So were you out then? Was that it, or what happened?
She said, I said it. I didn't. She didn't respond back. I didn't speak.
This
on
is via
it.
Text.
This is via text.
Oh wow.
So then, a couple of like weeks later, she was like, "Hey," and I was like, "What's up?" and she was like, I'm down to hang out if you still down. I said, I'm cool.
I was right. Mm-hmm. I said, she was tired. And it blew up in her face. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, this is my theory.
Okay.
And it's partially, it's society as a whole, but it's different these days, right? Yeah. Like men, I see it with like a lot of, not my little brother, actually. I can't really say him, but like some of his friends that like I know, and just younger guys I know, and like the younger twins, especially like younger artists that I've worked with and shit like that, I see a difference as far as how they approach women and how they try to deal with them, right? Like they really just try to just go for the quick smash, right? And like I'm not a frequent dater these days, but from what I gather, like people don't really date like they used to, right? Like they're not being taken out and bar has been set. The standard is so low at this point that when somebody actually shows up and is like trying to actually do things,
opens
like
the door for you,
actually goes out, they're like, "Oh, you trying to? Oh, okay, right, you up to some shit?"
Wine and dime.
So then, so then that happened with you, right? And then a few weeks go by and she's getting, you know, back to, "Hey, what's up? You
want?
Can I bring my PlayStation over?"
Like, and I find it hard too because like. I'm not a, so speaking of the book, there's a chapter in the book that says, choose women who choose you.
Interesting. Yeah.
And that was a tough chapter for me because I was like, damn.
What about the chase?
He read me. He read me because I would try to fight, like try to fight. Like, all right, I done took her out here, took her out there, da da da.
Man,
but the minute that you give up that energy and a woman feels like that she can control your movement,
yeah,
that masculine energy is gone. She not yeah. with it no more. And I had to find that out the hard way, because I'd be like, man, I took her out here, I showed up here,
I did
this here, and now she kind of ghosted me.
I did like, everything she wanted.
Like, what's good? Mm-hmm. That shit is dead. After I read that, I was like, oh yeah, nah, that's done. That's done, because it don't feel good. Because society tells you, you know, court the woman and take your hair and do that. But then you're like, I did that.
And
but now we just friends.
Now we're just homies.
Now we just homies. And it's like, what did I, where was the disconnect? Mm-hmm. And I think the disconnecting was that, low key sounds weird, but I was too available. And that sounds weird. Like I was too available for what she wanted. A man that was, you know, a little bit more, hey, listen, I got this day for you. I got that day for you. Not, hey, I'm here to do whatever you want to do.
Like, I'm free. Just let me know.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah.
And that's a turnoff to women. Right. And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what Shan did that was so seductive? She never texted me first. I had to initiate each convo.
Okay.
That was so different for me. And it's so crazy because I didn't realize it in that moment. I didn't know she was doing that.
It goes back to what I said, like,
I didn't know
women are always challenging you. Like, there's an analogy where it's like, so say you're working hard on a project at work. Say you work for a Fortune 500 company. You know, you're working.
Yeah.
You come home to your wife. You're like, baby, I made the best deal of my life. I made $1 million deal. We are set. Da da da. And she's like, that's great. Did you get the milk that I asked you to get?
Ooh.
And you go, I mean,
did you hear what I said?
He's like, you hear what I said? Like, what you talking about? I mean, we can buy the milk.
Buy some cows.
We can buy the factory. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, yeah, you know, but I put a note this morning for you to, you know, get the milk. Da da da. And you like, well, damn, man, I'm fine. I'll go get the milk. Is she not proud of your accomplishments? Nah, that's not what she's doing.
Yeah.
She wants you to understand that she doesn't want your love and happiness dependent on the money that you're making. She wants it to be depending on the love that you guys have. So instead it's like, oh, so did you get the milk? Pick her up, hug her. Hey, don't even worry about it. I'm going to get the milk right now. I ain't even tripping.
Yeah.
Because she's always going to test you to see, like, all right, or is money making your decisions? Like, is this, you know, project making your decisions? Or are you genuinely happy with us and what we got going on?
Yeah.
And are you listening to me when
to
I'm
what
talking?
I'm trying to, what I'm trying to say.
She don't give a fuck about the money.
Yeah.
She want to understand. Like, listen, I asked you to do something.
Right.
Are you going to do it? And that's a tough thing to learn from me. Because, you know, we got egos.
It's so
it's like,
interesting that you say that, because, you know, I think in past relationships, the girl was very much like that.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, you know, doesn't matter, like you're saying, what happened on the outside. It was more focused on what's going on right here. It actually scarred me, because now in this relationship, Shan is not so much bent on, you know, those things. She likes to celebrate the outside accomplishments. I see that she gets annoyed by something, like, we had a lot of workers here, like, working on our house, and she was complaining about the workers. And my first thought was like, how do I get them off the property and schedule on a different day? And she was upset that I was trying to fix the problem, like, instead of just letting her complain or letting her be upset about it. She was like, you know, when I complain, when I say something, a lot of times this has nothing to do with you. What?
That's me.
Oh, but it's something.
That's me.
It's a trigger in me.
I was waiting for you. Then I got a whole story.
It's a trigger in me to anytime that she is complaining about something.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's say it's a hot day outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, man, it's so hot. And I instantly hear that and go, why didn't I put the AC on? Why didn't I do that?
Just trying to spritz her real quick.
Why didn't I do that? And she's like, look, I'm not saying these things because I think that you're, like, not doing what I need you to
just
do.
Just being a human and whining a little bit. Like we all like to do. Sometimes you just want to complain.
So I think there's something to filter through, you know, sometimes those milk things. You know, like, if she's not hearing you, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, she's just trying to,
But that's how men are conditioned. We are conditioned to fix things. And like, Los, now I know what you're, first I thought you were worried about the time. Now I know where you're going, because we had the failure debate thing. I have a very specific story that, thank God I had this experience, because I had a similar situation, but Shay was asking me to be there for her and not...
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Try to fix the problem. So Shay's on her period, my wife. Mm-hmm. Her cramps are really bad. And I'm like, here's the Midol. You need to change tampon. Like, how can I fix it?
Yeah.
I want to fix it.
Just trying to figure shit out.
And I was like, why are you mad? I'm like, I can't fix this. Yeah. So we got into this argument. I was like, man, I'm going for a run. So I go for my run, and I'm like, she tripping. I'm like, period. What the hell? Like, this is a setup.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't that funnier than seeing a man jog by himself, bro, and he thinking at the same time? Like,
bro, because I listen to podcasts when I run. Yeah. I'm searching for, like, is anyone going through this? What the hell? Who can relate?
Who's the angry man?
Who can relate to this? Shit? This is some bullshit. I'm texting my man. He was like, she's tripping. I'm like, yeah. Right? So a long time goes by until I have this understanding. And the reason why I got this understanding was there's a book called The Gift of Imperfections by Brené Brown. And she very so eloquently articulates that men are programmed to, when they see a problem, we have to fix it. Mm-hmm. I can't fix my wife's period, but doesn't mean I can't lay there with her and rub her stomach and get the heat pad, get the dark chocolate. But this in my head was like not even on the scope.
Yeah, that sounds far-fetched.
I was like, I can't help you.
Yeah.
And she, I remember when I like read that chapter, I was like, babe, is this what you were? She was like, yeah, I just needed you to be there for me. Yeah. I didn't need you to fix the problem per se. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
So we
are wired as men to fix the problem. Yeah. That's an old school thing. You know what I mean? Like, dad fixes this. Yeah. Pop's grandpa's gonna fix this, right? Yeah.
So this was all really good, and this is great conversation, but we're so far off the
topic.
I don't even know we're like.
I think it's relevant.
Debbie Downer over here. Yeah. This is a good conversation. Bro.
It is. But
and I think they're gonna like it.
I thought you had a period story.
I don't have a period story.
But we can bring it back.
Like, realize how
I was
lost
just about
was.
To bring it back.
Yeah, we can bring it back.
Should edit that out.
Can you bring it back without insulting us?
Bring it back.
I'm sorry.
But I'm glad you were paying attention.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Honestly, I'm like, man, what the fuck are you talking about right now? I'm confused.
Do you think the listeners were thinking that?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Well, let's ask them.
Maybe I'm just an asshole.
Do you think?
Is Lowe's accurate or being an asshole?
Has there ever been a time where you were friends with a woman and you necessarily, maybe in the beginning you were like, maybe this could be something. And then in the middle of it, you guys didn't really cross any lines. In the middle of it, you're like, I don't really see this going anywhere. But she did. And she fell for it. Or not for it, but for you.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Yeah, how do you get out of there?
How do you take that back to friendship? And can it go back to friendship?
I don't think it really can.
It can't go back.
Like in my world, for me, when I've been friend zoned, right? Like if I'm pursuing somebody and they make it clear to me that they don't want a relationship at the same level that I do, I'm not able to just be your friend at that point. Nah. Like I've tried that before and it doesn't really work that well. Like it's kind of, you're just beating yourself up because it's hard to let go of what you wanted. Like a piece of you still wonders, like, you know, what if? And I think subconsciously, I know for me, I stuck around in some instances like that because even though on a conscious level I was over it, subconsciously I was still, there's still a little piece, there's a little 5% that was,
there's a chance,
right? There was a little 5% that was like, well, if you're still this interested in being my friend,
right,
I gotta have some type of wiggle room in here. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I mean, I don't think it's something that once that line has been crossed, once you've become attracted to somebody, it's hard to like reel that back in unless you've explored it and figured it out and actually, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
I'm about to say, I just realized, like, right now on this podcast, I'm a lingerer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a lingerer. Like, once it goes back to hope.
Yeah.
Man. I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. I'm like, you know what? yeah, we might, we friends right now, but like,
you never know.
Are you a dreamer? Or are you, do you just really go for the challenge?
I don't think I'm a challenger. I think I just have this fantasy that I can have my cake and eat it too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what, and when we break it down to the realism, I can't, it doesn't work. Like,
right.
It won't work for both parties. You know right. what I'm saying? So what yeah. you're saying is like, you know, you're friends, but then one of you crosses the line or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm like, no, we good. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but there's still like that lingering thing there.
Yeah.
And I hold on to it as long as possible because mm-hmm. either A, I'm afraid to commit to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or B, I don't want to hurt feelings.
Yeah. Right.
And right. sometimes feelings just got to be hurt because feelings are fleeting. They come, they go. Yep. It just is what it is.
Well, yeah, you know you're either going to. It's funny. Someone said something recently. I heard that said you're going to make her cry. Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's worse if you make her cry later mm-hmm. as opposed to crying now.
Okay. Okay.
But that's yeah. real. And the other thing, Los, to your point, I think because I was more the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If I was put in the friend zone, I was like, she ain't seen the real me yet. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, let me
watch this.
Let me do some.
Things. I'm open the door inside yeah. and out the car. But no, but I think
that's comedy.
She's but
making herself look worse and worse. She's like, you know, yeah, I don't want you.
Right?
And he's over here like,
yeah, no, I got it.
No.
Watch this. Yeah.
Look what hey, I do.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. But the other thing is, I was gonna say is that once I was put in the friend zone. And I couldn't accept it.
Yeah.
And I would settle with being friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the whole, well, we can be friends, though. And I'm like, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
No, and then, fuck that. And then, but younger you.
Yeah, no, of course. No.
I mean,
yeah.
younger you,
I mean,
now,
I can still be friends.
Now it's different. Yeah. But yeah. younger me.
So let's say you've been friends with a girl. You hadn't had sex, but you've been friends with her.
Yeah.
You guys are getting along great. She does get a boyfriend. Does she, if she, like, gets a boyfriend and drops off the face of the planet, which I've seen this happen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We did a whole sketch about it called the Boyfriend Witness Protection Agency.
Yeah.
where we provide girlfriends yeah. with girls with a boyfriend so they yeah. can disappear.
Yeah.
But so she drops off the face of the earth. Does she owe you anything, as you know what I'm saying? Like, does yeah. she owe you,
you
like
a,
yeah, you guys mm-hmm. are friends. You know, that's a tough
that's good.
One.
That's good.
That's a tough
you know,
one. Like
I think it just goes down to like that feeling of like I just It's just messy. If you're friends with them, yeah, it's yeah. just messy.
I think, for me, all right. So, like, since we've been like, I've formed some different thoughts in my head, and like, so like, there's a few things that I've thought sitting here, right? So, one thing, I almost feel like for me, it would be easier for me to be friends with a woman, and it's actually been I've experienced this where it's easier for me to be friends with somebody when I'm dealing with somebody like on a dating tip, right?
Gotcha,
like when I'm seeing somebody, like when I'm seeing someone, it's way easier. Excuse me. I just swallowed a burp. It's way easier for me to see. He wanted to. That wasn't even like that. Wasn't
I was
even
waiting for him
it wasn't
to say
even,
something.
Like that, why would he say it? He doesn't like
nah, he was thinking I was going to say it.
All right. But anyways, like. It makes it easier because I'm not focused on this. I don't see that person in that way at all at that point because I'm only focused on this individual. And not only that, but if you truly are my friend and, you know, you see I'm dating somebody, you'll support that. You wouldn't even put us in a compromising position and vice versa. So, like, if you're dating somebody and you drop off the face of the earth, while it may bother me, I feel like I would get it. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to get maybe a little breakup note.
You yeah, know,
a little
like, you know, like
hey, you know, like,
you know, I got seeing, to do
but see, like,
and I
so
feel like most of my friends, like, it's like I do have female friends, but I'm not attracted to them.
Right,
so, like,
right.
I can be friends with somebody I'm not attracted to. Mm-hmm. That's not an issue.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's attraction.
Easy to be friends with somebody.
And that doesn't mean that they're not attracted.
Yeah, you're
right.
just not.
Right, I'm right. just yeah. not attracted.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
But see, I think if so, let's give two scenarios here. One is you're like friends. You guys talk almost every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
which I've had with
the homegirl.
Right.
You would know if she's seeing a guy.
Exactly.
And you would know for before sure. she drops off the face
and
of the earth.
I've
why
experienced
she would.
Exactly.
The other thing is, if you're just the acquaintance friend or like, you know, the homie, oh, I saw you. You got a new car. Congrats. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need shit. I mean, I'm saying
put two and two together.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, she must have got a guy. So
yeah.
I think if you're like super close, though, you would definitely know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know. And I think like if that happened to me, I almost would expect it.
Right.
But I'm also on the team of like, I don't really get that close to women I'm not trying to date.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I first met Shay, I had one of my best friends was a girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was the homie. We talked every day, never did anything. So they get along. Everything's cool. And fast forward 8 months later, it's now my birthday.
Okay.
It's the first birthday I'm going to celebrate with my wife, the time girlfriend. And the homegirl goes, well, I'll buy the cake, you know, and I'll come over and blah, blah. And I was like, I think Shay probably would get the cake. Right. The cake is probably the biggest moment of the night. Okay.
And are you and Shay living together?
No. We're long distance.
You're still long distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, it didn't sit right.
Yeah.
I think right. about it, you know. So I tell Shay, I'm like, were you planning on getting a cake? She's like, yeah, of course. I've been looking at bakeries in Chicago. Oh, shit. Okay. Why? No, I was just, you know.
No reason.
No, nothing.
Anytime a guy says, yeah. No.
Exactly. I was going to suggest a bakery.
Yeah. No, you're good though, right? Okay, cool.
They have a trust leches that I enjoy.
Yeah.
That's all.
So I call the homegirl. Hey, Shay's going to get the cake.
Yeah.
You know. But if you guys talk, I'm sure Shay would be able to. She needs some help with some stuff. She's out in LA. She doesn't know a lot of Chicago stuff. She'll, you know. Well, I want to get the cake for you. What's the problem?
Oh, boy.
I was like.
See, as soon as she said that, you're not a normal friend. Because if you had said that to me or Jared, like, hey, Shay's going to get the cake. All
right,
nigga, shit,
yeah,
cool.
Right. Yeah. You're like, one less thing I got to do.
Thank
right?
goodness.
So, so
I got to spend $35.99.
So she goes.
This is juicy.
Yeah. She goes. It's juicy. But I said I was going to get the cake.
Yeah.
Did she know she was going to? I was like, well, of course she knew. She's my girl. Like, what the fuck? If you knew, why don't you think she didn't know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? So we hung up. I'm talking to Shay.
It slips out.
And no, I was honest with her. I was like, look, I don't know what the hell. Because at this point, I didn't really put two and two together. Because I was caught in like the
You were still
hell?
Like, you're my friend.
Yeah, I was like, what's the problem? Yeah. Why are you making life hard right now? And Shay is like, no, it's fine. She can get the cake. And I was like, okay, no. I get your tone. I understand where you're going. I said, no. You can get the cake. But do you think, are you thinking what I'm thinking? She's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's more? Probably. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So I called the homegirl back. Yeah. Shay's going to get the cake, you know. But see, I just don't understand what then she like went off. This is about cake.
Less about the cake.
But then I said, oh, but actually, let's have a conversation because I know it's not about the cake.
It's about these cakes.
These tasty cakes.
It's about this frosting. What kind of flavor frosting you want? And so.
He has this ability of taking it one step further.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm a storyteller, dog. Yeah, I'm a storyteller.
In a dirty way, though.
Yeah.
Storyteller.
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Flavor of it. So.
Wait, what?
So,
yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yo, wait, what?
You see what I'm saying?
What flavor frosting you want?
Yo. Yeah.
What's the problem?
No,
problem,
yes.
I got you, dog. Yeah,
you wow. taking this.
That's funny.
Anyways.
But yeah.
Anyways. Yo. So, I said, Shay's going to get the cake, and she went off. And then I said, look, unless there's something else to talk about that's not about the cake,
yeah,
we can have this conversation. What are you talking about? I'm like, here we go.
Here we go.
Here All we right. go, man. I said, look, if you want to talk about it, we have to talk about it, but Shay's going to get the cake. Days come closer to my birthday. And my homegirl was like, so I'm really not going to get the cake. I'm like, what? I said, yo, what don't you understand?
Listen, motherfucker, you're not touching no frosting around here.
Right. All right. Look, you can get the balloons. You can get the plates.
Yeah.
You can get the chips.
Everything but you talking to me like that one more time. You can put the icing on the cake of our friendship.
Right.
Don't stop.
That's the cake. No.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Yeah.
And so we started yelling. This back then when I was my mom's with me. And so because I had old girl on speaker. And my mom was like, it's just cake. I'm like, Ma, it's not about cake. You don't understand. And we're going back and forth. She said, well, if it's not about cake, you need to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I call her back. I said, look, you can talk. I'm going to let you get your stuff out. She goes, no, go ahead. I said, okay, if I talk, though, you can't interrupt me. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Okay. Look, is there anything you want to tell me? What do you mean? You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
You just caught on.
It's hilarious.
No, no, I'm sorry. But
is there anything you want to elaborate on? Because I know damn well, we know it ain't about the cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel threatened? Is there something that you've been feeling you haven't told me this whole time?
Right.
Because I've never seen this side of you before. No, I don't even know. And no. And she got real defensive and you know, didn't want to be exposed.
Yeah.
Long story short, I said, look, if you can't have this kind of dialogue with me, what are we really doing? Because it's the cake today. It's going to be something else tomorrow. It's going to be something else next month.
Yeah.
Let alone when Shay and I end up living together. It's like, this ain't your, the writings on the wall is what I'm kind of reading. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
And so I said, look, I think this is probably a good idea just to end all this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we could be friends anymore. Out of respect for my girlfriend, it's just not going to work out. She got pissed. Hung up again. And that was that. But I remember in that moment thinking, how many girls felt that way?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I remember thinking that for the first time ever, this is the first girl she actually did feel threatened by. Because she saw Shay for what she became, which was wifey.
Mm-hmm.
All these other girls she didn't feel threatened by.
Yeah.
He'll get this a little phase. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Okay, another one. Okay, cool. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. But he'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
And when I didn't, you know, showed no signs of coming back, it was all hell broke loose. And so
that sucks.
So are you changing your answer?
Sounds like his answer just got changed.
As far as can you be friends with the opposite sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I still think you can. I guess.
Just can't be attracted to him.
But, well, you can't talk to them that much.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
And that was my fault.
Boundaries.
Yeah. Boundaries,
yeah,
and then also just managing time,
yeah,
because I mean, we were talking almost every day,
yeah, that's a lot, yeah,
it's a lot,
yeah, that's wife stuff,
yeah. And she probably felt like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
I didn't, for sure. Yeah, but she did probably feel that way.
So, I think at the end of the day, you know, everybody's different, and I think there can be some cases where you know, you might be able to be friends mm-hmm. with the opposite sex,
mm-hmm. sure,
me yeah. personally. I don't know if I can, you know, not in the sense of like, do I think I'm going to cheat on Shan or anything? I just know my flirtatious vibe. It's going to get weird. There's going to be tension there.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a cake story that's going to come come out of it. So for me, just to protect myself, like I keep my, friends that are women kind of on the outskirts a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it a little bit more distant.
A little bit more distance, you know. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that we're not cool.
Yeah, we
still have conversations. We're still cool. And especially social media, we're all good.
Just boundaries.
It's just...
When they're attractive.
You.
When you're... Yeah,
even sure. if they're not attractive, I kind of keep the distance just out of protection for her.
Yeah,
yeah. Not to cut you out, but...
Protection for her.
Well, no, I don't want to like lead her on because I'm a flirtatious. Right.
I'm a flirt too.
You know how I opened this up was like, Los
I'm a flirt.
Damn, dog. What the? Bro, and the baby's here.
I'm an 80s baby. I'm sorry. I know, but that
earmuffs, Ryu.
Earmuffs. But just like how we opened it up with Los, like this whole discussion happened because Los is a flirt. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like I'm the same as Los. Like when my
I didn't do it.
Don't say anything.
My interaction with women is a flirtatious interaction. Yeah, That's just how I am naturally.
Yeah.
So it just can get interesting. It just can get weird. And I just rather keep it at its acquaintance.
That's fair.
Have you ever had one of those girls you try to keep at an arm's length?
Yeah.
Try to just get close with Shan?
All the time. And you know what comment always gets on my nerves? If someone would be like, tag Shan in one of my posts and be like, not gonna lie, your baby daddy is fine, but no disrespect for the queen. I'm like, you can give me a compliment without disrespecting Shan.
Yeah,
she's not gonna get mad at that. Like, she doesn't care.
You're human. You think I'm cute.
She doesn't care. Like, it's all good, you know? And so I'm like, man, you're no fun.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Something's actually been bothering me this whole episode.
What's up?
That you've done. Can you bring your book over here real quick?
Oh, shit.
So, just want to, for the camera. So you see this book, right?
Yeah.
There's a perfectly good bookmark here. It's perfectly good.
Mm-hmm.
They put the tassel on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't close flat.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Are you a serial killer, sir? That's Why hilarious. Is the tassel on the out, on the inside? See how that works?
Look, well, I have one foot in, one foot out the door.
Oh, that literally has been bothering me, though. I keep looking at it.
What's funny is I had it like this before I started, and then when I talked about it, I flipped it around.
Actually, he did, because I noticed the tassel. And I was like, it's been a while. It's been a while since I saw a bookmark.
Well,
it's been a long time. I saw him put the tassel back, because it was in there when you grabbed the book. The tassel was inside the book. And then and I was like, oh, maybe it's a fluke.
He
put it back in there with the tassel inside. I was like, this nigga's a serial killer.
These are the type of friends you need to call you out on your tassel shit.
He's got the tassel inside the pages. What is going on here? I'm sorry. I just had to get that out.
Funny. No, that's a good question.
I fuck with it.
It makes sense. I get it.
It basically says
tassels out.
It basically means that I can't be friends with my.
No, we can friends. Be because now you can. Now we can be friends.
Gotcha. Okay, all
now
right,
you're not right. Actually. That's not actually how you prefer to use the bookmark. You know, you're not actually like, nah, bro.
Gotcha.
Put the tassels in the pages.
So I guess to end this last mm-hmm. question.
Yeah.
Rome, you can defer. You don't have to answer this.
Okay.
No, you got to answer.
Are you single? And are you dating?
Oh, I'll absolutely answer. Sorry, here we go. Yeah.
Which camera? Which camera?
This camera right here.
That's you right there.
Am single and intentionally dating.
Ooh, hey.
Elaborate on that.
Do you?
Please.
This is what I mean. I'm not with the small talk.
Mm.
I'm that's done. Mm-hmm. I'm not with the, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
How's your day?
Nah. And yeah, it's like, that's cool here and there. We not doing that on a daily basis. I'm intentionally dating. If you come in my space to date, we are moving towards something.
Mm.
This is what I'm doing, because for the longest time, I kept putting it out that I didn't want to date. I can't find a woman, da 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 da. But what I've realized is I'm putting out that energy and it's coming back to me.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I was like, you know what I have to do? I have to say I'm open to dating, but I'm open to intentionally dating. And that's going to be intentional partners for me. So that's where I'm at in my life right now.
Ladies, the men exist. They are out here. Where can they find you? Because I know they're wondering.
And fellas, maybe we can all learn from that.
They can find me at iRoamALot, ROMEALOT.
But he is dating intentionally.
But I am dating intentionally. I roam a lot. That's where you can find me.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere around here on the internet.
Yes, sir. And the link will be in the bio. So, yeah definitely go check him out. DM him. I know you want to date him.
Mm.
You know? Me and JD got some conversations to have after the podcast.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'm sorry. No, I was just thinking, like, I relate to that so heavily. So Shan was like blown away that me and Shay, very early on, we're like, do you want to be married?
Oh, for sure.
You know, do you
want
to have kids?
I was blown away. Remember when I had me on the podcast, I was like, what? Check, please.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
And I'm blown away by people's reaction when it's that way. Because I'm like, how
early was it?
The very first time I ever talked to my wife.
The conversation they had.
The very first conversation I had.
That's different.
But
how?
Exactly.
How did y'all even meet?
So, Instagram.
So the first conversation that y'all had through Instagram.
Yeah.
Like on the DM site, like
y'all. No, we're on the phone.
Oh, okay. I thought like a DM. Okay.
So it was an 8-hour conversation.
Six. But we're on the phone. But eight's a lot. But six.
He said eight.
Nigga, did y'all take bathroom breaks? Right.
Yeah, we did. You hang up. But the more context to it.
He was hungry as fuck by the end of that phone call.
It was 10 p.m. in Chicago to 4 a.m.
Big bakery,
tossing, turning. it was like that meme that you're on the phone, you're pacing, you're like laying upside down. You're on the balcony now. You're down the hallway. You're in the car. You ain't going nowhere. But you're in the car.
That's a good sign, because I talked to a woman right now for 6 hours. You my wife.
Hey,
nah, for real.
I got that type of time.
No, but it was because I was dating with intention.
Yeah.
And I was also just I was tired of the small talk as well, but I was just I was tired of
long talk.
Yeah, but I was tired of just I had started to do the work, and I was tired of like not seeing if it was going to work.
Gotcha. Mm,
right. Gotcha. So I was okay, I've been in the lab for a little bit now.
Yeah,
it's time to take off the training wheels.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I started to take off the training wheels with like a couple girls. And I'm like, this ain't, because once I became aware and started to unlock some potential, started to grow, started to change some old patterns and so on, bad habits. I was like, no, like I really want to figure this out. Like once I read the book, for me, it was Attached.
Attached. Mm-hmm.
Once I read Attached, I was like, oh, I got this hack. But no, I just think it's fascinating when people are blown away.
Well, you know, I would tell you, because what's fascinating to me, what happened to me if I met a girl and she wanted to be on the phone with me for 6 hours talking about marriage.
No, we didn't necessarily want to, it just happened to be.
Okay, yeah. But okay.
Things just flow.
I didn't text her like, you free for 6 hours?
No.
Okay, I'll call you now.
Gosh, I'm
magic
just saying,
was happening.
If I was on the phone with a girl and it was going into marriage and it was like she wanted to just keep going and keep going, because eventually on the phone call you could kind of tell like this conversation just keeps going.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
We only hung up because it was 4 a.m. my time.
Especially when it comes into like, you know, they're talking about marriage and kids and all that, and I understand the intention is amazing, but my radar would go, this guy is or this girl is anxiously attached. And it would push me away.
Why would it go there?
There are just these red flags everywhere.
Yeah. Dog. Yeah.
It would make me feel like the person is anxiously attached.
No, okay, but listen, just like last week's episode, there's context in this shit, dog. First of all, it was 6 hours.
I'm just
there
saying
was plenty.
I'm not
of,
saying it's I'm, wrong. I'm I actually to, gave you the win by saying I understand intention. Intention is amazing. And
no,
and
but,
it worked
but
for you.
There was plenty of time to
I can't
bring,
get my opinion on the podcast.
No,
anymore,
no, no.
Guys.
There was plenty of time to say, would you ever want to be married? 6 hours.
I know.
So
would you
ever want kids? That's not anxious.
I know. I'm just saying
the fact
if
that you
it
were
was
on
the
phone
first
for that
day.
Long,
exactly. Right? That's what he's
if
saying.
It was the first day for me, that would turn me off.
For him.
For me.
For you.
Yeah. For me, that would turn me off. It would let me know that this person would be anxiously attached.
But you don't think...
I just think it's a good conversation.
I was gonna say, you don't think that you could be like, can you be in a conversation that long? You don't. Is that something that you
not
could,
the first day?
Really, you don't think that you could like get on the phone with somebody?
No,
and
I
all
can't
of
be
sudden,
on the,
like,
I could be on the phone
things
for
are
a
just
while.
Clicking like crazy.
And yeah, I'm sure in the context, it was great, and the conversation flowing. I'm sure it was amazing.
Who do you think asked the questions?
Probably you.
I did.
I know. I'm sure it was amazing, and I'm sure it was great.
No,
and
no,
I'm
no,
not saying
my attachment is avoidant.
Okay. I really want to make it clear that I'm not saying what you did is wrong.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm
you
just
said
saying,
anxious.
Yeah, it would tell me that this person is anxious. Not like you are anxious.
That's what you're saying because I asked the questions.
I'm just saying if somebody on the first date was saying that,
it
probably came off as a diss and it really wasn't
no, no, no,
to
no,
be
no,
a diss.
No, no,
and
no,
I know
no.
He's taking it that
no,
way.
No, I promise you I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out why you equate that to being anxious.
Because it's just letting me, it's like someone being like, you know, this is what I want. I got to get this. I want to be this. You know what I mean? It would just be like, I want this to flow. Let it easily go on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let it just flow naturally.
What can I tell you something?
What?
You're right.
What?
I was just trying to see. We're trying to pull your chain a little bit.
What's happening right now, guys?
I don't know. Really, at this point, it's all this side of the room. over here. We're trying to figure it out.
Look, real talk to the cameras and everybody. I'm trying to grow in this area, and like, I don't want to trigger or make anybody feel bad anymore.
No.
So if I made you feel like that was anxious, I was messing with you.
Okay, I was messing with you. Okay. But my attachment style was avoidant. I think either we were offline, Rome, or we were here, and I was saying, oh, we were offline, because I was saying I was 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Mm-hmm. I had no problem committing to women.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean I was going to let you in.
Would you do the same, approachment as JD?
Like, being on the phone and asking questions?
Those type of questions. Because I remember when he said it, you said that sounded like a good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's interesting about the different dynamics of like.
Would people. You, Lowe's?
Because I feel like it's going to go there. If I'm on the phone, I feel like it's going to go there.
And that's my thing. Is like, how could it not?
Yeah. It's
especially
going to
for 6 hours. It's like, we can only talk about music and movies and surface shit for so
long. It's
going
to go all over the place.
Movies and all that. But
6 hours, dog.
Yeah. But for one, I wouldn't be on the phone 6 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's
so
the other
If I'm on the phone that long, if I'm not on the phone that long, maybe it'll come up in another conversation.
Right, yeah, totally.
I can see an hour or two, but
damn,
6 hours.
That's beautiful. And they're together, so.
Yeah, and it worked.
To get married after that.
That's what I said.
I spent 6 hours on the phone with you the first time.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked.
Get that back.
And that's how the moral of the story is.
It worked.
It worked.
You can do what you want out there.
Yep.
Yeah, so moral of the story is we didn't come to any conclusions today, but we had some good conversations.
Yeah, good conversation.
So
I think we came. I think did we not come in anything?
No, we came with conclusions. No, we did. We're just all different.
Yeah, it's everybody different.
Yeah, we're all different. We came to conclusions. They're all different.
I think last week's episode is carrying over into this week's episode.
Still got some. You better get out of here quick before.
I am literally apologizing.
That's why I sat next to you. Right now. That's why. No, I'm saying I think that's why you're even apologizing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Also, last week's episode is carrying over because I'm still high.
That's true.
There you go.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.